Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Well, guys, something's a little different in here.
This music is kind of a drag, isn't it?
This is episode 48.
Milestone. Cabbage.
It's a major milestone. Why is that, Craig?
It's 48.
Exactly. And for episode 48, we are asking the question. We are discussing the topic. 48 hours outside of Walt Disney World.
I don't know if we can handle this.
We'll get you arrested.
What?
We'll get you arrested.
So, I don't know that we're the best people to answer this.
Well, we're going to try. We've decided to venture outside of the Disney World bubble, if you will, which I actually did a little bit on our recent trip to Orlando.
You did.
But this is where we should have phoned a friend, Josh, and asked him since he lives outside of that bubble.
I don't think he'd have a very positive view.
That's probably true.
In other words, gentlemen, if you were in Orlando visiting Walt Disney World, but you were forced to take 48 hours away from Walt Disney World. You can't go to the hotels.
Is this consecutively?
I don't know. We're going to say yes.
Okay.
You can't go to the hotels. You can't go to the restaurants. You can't go to the parks. You can't even go to the pools. If you can't go in the Disney bubble, what are you going to do in Orlando? Orlando has multiple theme parks, multiple attractions. So we're just going to have a little fun today and talk about, maybe give our listeners some other ideas for some things that they could do. If say they're going to Orlando for a week and they don't want to spend all of that time in Disney World, what are some other alternatives? And I know what you're thinking. There are other alternatives.
I was going to say, for clarification, there's more things to do in Orlando besides Disney?
Yes, Craig.
I'm currently on the TripAdvisor website and you have to get the number 9 before you get out of the theme park.
Well, today we're going to get out of it.
And then you get back into theme parks. The number 12 thing to do in Orlando, taxis and shuttles.
Oh, goodness. That can't be right. Just taking a taxi around the town?
I don't know.
Well, I think there's a lot more to do in the Orlando area. You always hear, and when you're in the Orlando International Airport, the mayor, I think
Buddy,
his name
is it Buddy?
Buddy Dyer.
Yeah, Buddy Dyer.
It's Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer. And he talks about how there's a lot more to do there. So with 48 hours, gentlemen, we'll start with Craig.
48 hours, is this traveling around outside of Disney with The Rock?
I don't think The Rock will be there, Craig.
Oh.
I think if anything,
I just feel like he's going to join in any day now.
And if he does, we'll be ready to lay the smackdown on him.
Why? For Rock Watch 2018.
Rock Watch. All right. So, Craig, we'll let you get started here. What would you do with 48 hours? What would you do with your first 24 hours outside of Disney World? Day one, what are you going
to
do?
I would probably go to that other park at Universal because we actually had a trip planned last October to Universal. And something came up with my son in college, so we had to kind of change the plans. But we had all that planned out, mapped out, and we were going to spend actually, I think it was 3 days at Universal. So that would have been over 48 hours, but that was our plan.
So with that being the case, so are you going to spend both days at Universal Studios?
I would spend one day at each one of the parks.
Okay.
In Universal.
Are you going to stay at a Universal Studios hotel?
I would, so we could have the Fast Pass, whatever their equivalent to that is.
Is that called Express Pass there?
That is correct.
That sounds correct.
And some of our loyal listeners, the Gilberts, have done that and have encouraged us to visit over and venture over. And they're very loyal to Disney as well, but venture over to Universal because it is more teenage friendly for rides. So that would probably be my 48 hours would all be spent at Universal. If I could work in maybe a Orlando Magic game,
ooh,
I wouldn't mind
yeah.
doing that as well.
There you go.
But that would be what I would do outside. We also have as part of a timeshare, we have a place where we could stay in Orlando that I've always wanted to stay and just never have because staying off site. Once you stay on site, it's just kind of spoils you. But we've considered doing that too. So that's probably where we would stay and then do some of those other things.
And I think that's what's hard for the three of us, and probably what's hard for a lot of our listeners is we love Disney so much. We know what we're getting when we go there. It's hard for us to venture outside of that Disney bubble. I know it was hard for me to pull the trigger and buy Legoland tickets, and boy, did I pay the price for that. But no, it's just hard because we know what we're getting with Disney. Well, and we know how good it is.
And even though you stayed at Wyndham, you were still on site, quote unquote. But yeah. It's still even hard just to stay off site.
Oh yeah,
because you're in that.
It's just different.
Yes,
and it.
You're engulfed by all Disney, and then you get outside that just a little bit outside that bubble. It still makes you feel a little bit more awkward, even though you stay in some plush accommodations.
Yeah. It's not to put down any of those other theme parks.
No.
They're all great in their own right, but it's. Disney's just different.
Can we honestly say that Disney sets the precedent?
They set the bar.
Yes.
They set the bar for customer service, hands down.
Well, for theme parks.
For theme parks and just how they treat you.
Right.
Derek, do you want to go next? Do you want me to go? Or
I can go. I've got something here.
All right. So Craig is going to spend all of his time at Universal Studios, both Universal Studios Theme Park and Island of Adventure. Mm-hmm. Real quick, Craig, you think there's any dining outside of Disney World that you're going to make a point to go and try?
I don't.
Okay. Golden Corral, perhaps.
Yeah. Ponderosa.
Derek, what about you?
Well, I enjoy a sport that you do not, which is baseball.
Look, I enjoy baseball just fine.
How close is Orlando to Miami? Is that what you're thinking?
There is... no, not Miami.
Oh, okay.
There's a minor league team.
Oh,
so you're going to watch minor league baseball.
I love to go to minor league ballparks. I've been to the one in...
I learn something new about Derek all the time, Craig.
Who is this guy?
I've been to Charleston, and I got to see their minor league team play, and it was a beautiful setting. So I would imagine the Florida minor league team would be similar to that. I think they have one down in Lakeland.
The Blue Yahoos are down there somewhere. The Reds affiliate.
Pensacola.
Yep.
Cool. So you're going to go see a minor league baseball game.
I am.
And what
for
else?
For 48 hours.
And I'm going to find...
Catch a doubleheader.
I'm going to find the best barbecue, because I love barbecue, too. So I'm going to go...
So that's not at Flame Tree?
It is not. Surprisingly. I'm still on TripAdvisor here.
Now, so we're doing everything inside the bubble. You couldn't, venture over to Disney just to eat? And then,
no, you can't.
Okay.
I'm looking for a place called Yellow Dog Eats.
Yellow Dog Eats.
It's the top-rated barbecue place for Orlando on TripAdvisor.
Well, there you go.
I'm a fan of barbecue and baseball. If I'm going to spend 3 hours watching a sport, it might as well be baseball.
Well, there you go. Anything else?
That's for one day.
That's one day.
That's one day.
You're going to eat well. Where are you going to stay?
I'm probably going to stay at like a Holiday Inn Express or something like that.
Motel 6.
Some kind of half-decent bargain. You know, I could probably still stay in the Disney area at a decent price. I think they have one called the Bee Resort or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's... Pretty fair pricing.
Yeah.
And you could still be in that area. But I'm looking to go to Busch Gardens.
In Tampa. Nice.
Probably what I would do on my second day since Tampa. I believe it's over in Tampa, isn't it? The Busch Gardens.
It is. I think it's about an hour and a half away.
So, and I'm not sure where Lakeland is, so Lakeland could be close to Tampa.
Yeah, I think about an hour and a half away from Orlando.
So, I would be looking to go to another theme park and try Busch Gardens. I don't think I've ever been to a Busch Gardens park.
I have. I went to one in Williamsburg about 15 years ago, and it was really, really nice.
I think I went to one in, was it Richmond? No.
Williamsburg, Virginia?
Maybe Williamsburg, yeah.
And I'd explore downtown Tampa. We love to walk.
This show is just so foreign. Like we're talking about things we never even thought of. I like it.
And I'm telling you, you need to go to Charleston, a beautiful city.
I'll give it a
I'm
shot.
Sure you've been. You've probably been there with basketball or something, but
I don't know. I actually haven't.
That is one of the most beautiful cities I've been to.
Well, I guess it's my turn, gentlemen. And I tell you what, I've thought about this a lot. And so we don't have to worry about budget, right?
You've thought about it way more than we have been.
Well, okay. So I am going to spend my first day. We're going to rope drop SeaWorld.
Ooh.
We went to SeaWorld.
Are you on the dining plan like Josh?
No. I don't think they do that anymore. But
Josh broke them.
I'm pretty sure he told me they changed that. So I'm going to go to SeaWorld. We went there about 6 years ago. Sissy and I loved it. They have great shows. They have great roller coasters. I'm a roller coaster guy. They have some really unique rides, and they've added a couple since we were there. So I'd love to go back and try SeaWorld and to see the shows.
I went there when I was real little, probably about 9 or 10. Yeah. I remember that. That was awesome.
It's neat. Yeah. And that's stuff that our boys would enjoy as well. We're going to then get in the car after a long day at SeaWorld. We're going to drive down. You're not going to believe this, but we're going to stay at the Legoland Hotel.
Well, you said that you like to stay there sometime.
We're going
to
stay at the Legoland Hotel for a night. And then
is it built out of Legos?
I certainly hope not.
It should be.
I don't think that'd be very well insulated.
I mean that would just be perfect for Legoland.
It looks like it's made out of Legos.
Okay.
So that's good enough.
Maybe instead of like doing a brick outer shell, they do Legos.
That's it.
And then underneath it is still the insulation and stuff.
So
And the people that come wait on you are Lego characters or block.
Yeah, that'd be terrifying.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And they could change their heads out.
That would be awesome.
This is terrifying. this entire concept that you have for the Legoland Hotel is horrifying.
It may be better than really what the Legoland Hotel is.
And they only sing Everything is Awesome.
Oh, goodness. That would not be good. Yeah, the hotel looks good. I've looked at pictures of it online. I'd love to stay there. We'll go to Legoland the next day for most of the day. Because I know the boys would really enjoy it.
Well, and you're going to have to wait. You're going to have 2 days at Legoland.
That's right.
Because you're going to have to wait in line so long.
That's true. They have given me a discount, though. Then we're going to come back that night, and we're going to go over to, is it the Universal City Walk?
City Walk, yes.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to go eat at the Toothsome Chocolate Emporium.
Wow.
My cousins have been there, and they raved about it. We were going to try to go on this last trip. It just didn't work out, but. So that's kind of my 48 hours.
Is it like a dessert bar? Or what is it?
Oh, they have actual food. But they've got this world desserts, yeah. And they said that everything's amazing.
Sorry, I keep bringing up...
And it's well-themed.
I keep bringing up Charleston, but they have a dessert bar.
You love Charleston.
It was... You go in and all they... I don't think they had regular food. It was just desserts.
So, yeah, that's my 48 hours.
It's...
A little SeaWorld, little Legoland, little Universal City Walk. Okay.
Well, here's a few things we haven't listed.
So what are some other things, Craig, you could do?
And it's really hard to avoid, like you said earlier, it's hard to avoid a theme park in Orlando.
It is. Well, that's the thing, is I love theme parks. And so if I'm gonna venture out, and I know I didn't go to Universal Studios, but I still think that once our boys, you know, Craig, you mentioned it's more geared toward teenagers, a lot of the rides.
Mm-hmm.
I think that once our boys are up over 10, we'll probably head over to Universal, give it a shot.
Here's a few of the things besides theme parks.
Ooh.
Coca-Cola Orlando Eye. I've heard of that before, but I wasn't sure what that is.
Ah, they got one of those in Pigeon Forge.
Is that the Ferris wheel?
Yeah, huge Ferris wheel.
The Kennedy Space Center.
That would be neat to go to.
Yeah.
Gatorland.
Chomp.
Madame Tussauds.
Tussauds,
they say it?
Mm-hmm.
Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
Yep.
I have seen that, the one in New York City. Very cool.
And the Boggy Creek Airboat Rides. I mean, nothing major. Wonderworks, things like that that's usually around. But I think the big one would be Kennedy Space Center. I'd love to go see that.
Now, another one we didn't mention, Craig, you mentioned Universal, Volcano Bay, the water theme park.
I can't imagine why Craig or I didn't mention the water park.
You can't forget Volcano Bay. It's their newest park. So... I mean, Universal does have a lot of appeal, and I know we're a Disney podcast, but you know, hopefully, we've given the listeners at home some ideas. If they want to do something other than Disney, there they can.
And a lot of these attractions that they have in Orlando are the same as they have in Gatlinburg, so that's why, to me, they're not as drawing as other things. But Yeah, I think there's plenty to do there. But again, will we ever do those things? Probably not, because I'm going to Disney.
Well. There's a really good Chick-fil-A down there, too.
Ooh, sold. They're not open right now, though.
Is there anything else that you guys can think of up the top of your head? I know it's hard to stay out of the Disney bubble, but that's what we're forced to do here. Is there anything else we can do in Orlando? There's golf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somewhere. Lots
of golf. I would be up for golfing if I was away from Rachel.
Craig mentioned the Magic, the Orlando Magic game. And I think it's important to remember, none of this was there, really, before Walt Disney bought all that land. And that's what's crazy to think about to me is, okay, there was nothing in Orlando, really, until Walt Disney started buying up all the land and building Walt Disney World.
Well, another side of that, too, is Disney's not actually in Orlando.
Right.
I mean, so that's the other funny thing. Orlando is big and built up, but it's about 45 minutes from Disney. So that's interesting.
You know, one other thing I just thought of, I think just going over to Celebration, Florida, and kind of checking out that little community would be neat to do. It's not far from Walt Disney World at all.
I would just hang out at the airport for 48 hours.
Yeah.
Would you stare at that guy?
That looks like a... Is it real?
I still cannot answer that. Honestly.
Oh, man.
I can't tell if he's one of Madame Tussauds wax figures or if he's a real artist. But I'm pretty sure he's got to be fake because he's there at like 5 in the morning sometimes.
Like I said, hopefully we've given the listener at home some options here. If for some reason, I don't know why you want to venture outside of Disney World, there are plenty of things to do with 48 hours away from Walt Disney World.
Right.
More than 48, really.
But really, I'm still kind of against this 48-hour away from Disney.
Well, for me, you don't like this show idea at all.
I'm just kind of... I'm getting a little stiff-necked right now.
Derek, on my 49th hour, I'm back at Disney.
49th.
Probably so.
That's all I can take. I'm back.
And with that, Derek and Craig, it is time for the one, the only, the...
Grinning.
He's getting more and more excited.
He does.
With that little...
I'm glad, though.
I know. He's really taking ownership of that final...
What are you talking about, Gav?
So, Derek, it is your turn, and I know you have got a winner in store for us.
I do have... Well, I don't know. I'm kind of depressed that I'm asking this question, since it's not really... Disney oriented, since we're away for 48 hours.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be with what we said we would do. What would you do in a theme park? What are you looking most forward to in theme parks outside of the world?
So
the
like,
world bubble.
So like one part of another theme park or
it
one
could be
ride?
One ride, anything. What are you most looking forward to in any of them? Any of the, what is there, four other parks? Let's there's SeaWorld, Universal.
Universal, Islands of Adventure.
Two Universals.
Volcano Bay.
We're not...
Legoland.
We're not counting Volcano Bay.
So there's, you know, four or five.
There's enough. So for me, I loved reading this book series, and I'm going to have to go with the Harry Potter area at Universal. But of course, that means I'll have to have a park hopper.
Yes, because you obviously want to ride the Hogwarts Express.
Yes.
So you can go to both sections. So Derek's claiming all of Harry Potter
land.
What is it? Diagon Alley and Hogsmeade?
I don't even know.
It's sad.
I just like it. I've read all seven books like three times. It's the most reading I've done in my life, and it was after college.
You read all seven books three times a piece?
Yeah.
Holy moly. Did you hear that, Craig?
I've never read any of them once.
I've never even read a book.
Any book?
Green Eggs and Ham.
I am.
The stuff I'm reading today is not quite the length. All right, Matt, Craig, so what are you doing in the theme parks outside of the Disney bubble? Matthew's going to live at Volcano Bay, obviously.
So where am I going? You ask? Well... Funny you should ask, Derek, because that's what we do on the show. So I don't know. You know, I was going to say Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey, but you took all of the Harry Potter world.
I took it all.
You know, I'm probably going to go to... Can I just claim Volcano Bay and do all of them?
You can. Can I claim that? I'm pretty sure Craig does not want to go there at all.
Can I claim the entire park?
Yeah, you can have every bit of it.
There's another one I was thinking, and Craig's not going to say this either. I'd either go do Volcano Bay just to experience, because I'm interested to see how that works with the... I know they've had some issues with the whole queueless system, but I'd love to see how it works. But also, I really wanted to try and didn't get to the Great Lego Race, which is the new 3D coaster at Legoland.
Oh, that's when you said it took forever to load.
Yes, it took forever to load, but I'd love to try. I've never done a 3D roller coaster, and I know they had one at SeaWorld. It was Kraken Unleashed, but they didn't. I don't know if that's still in effect. I don't think it is. So I'd like to go and try the Great Lego Race at Legoland, the 3D coaster. So if I'm picking one singular ride, it's that. If I'm picking one park to try, it's probably Volcano Bay.
I'm sorry. Every time you say anything about Legoland, I picture everything made out of Legos.
Everything is awesome.
The 3D roller coaster is all made out of Legos. That's
well, apparently when you're riding the roller coaster, it looks as if everything is made out of Legos. Oh. So, what about you, Craig?
Hey, I stepped in mud. I got a new brown shoe.
All right. Everything is awesome in this graveyard.
My choice. Well, mine's kind of like yours, Matthew, the answer. I would do the Rip Roar Rocket. Rip Ride Rocket. I've heard great things about that. So
over Universal Studios.
I definitely want to be doing that. If it was something completely to do, that would be a ride. Something completely to do, I would probably go to Kennedy Space Center. My all-in thing.
So, yes, I think we all have things we'd like to do outside of Walt Disney World one of these days, and hopefully one
what
of these
if we
days.
Took a one-night cruise, one-night Disney cruise?
Ooh, I'd love to do.
Do they
just
have
a
that?
Cruise.
I don't think they have one-night cruises.
I'm pretty sure you're right, but...
Why would you just take a one-night
cruise? Well, because we only have 48 hours to be away from, according to your rules.
Well, you could leave at 9 a.m.
We could have a three-night...
You could leave at 9 a.m. on Tuesday morning and come back at 9 a.m. on...
I doubt they have that either.
That's could we true. Just go stay on the ship while they clean it?
Hi,
friend. You can be on this boat. I'm cleaning it.
Maybe we should plan a guy's trip eventually. Triple G goes elsewhere. Yeah. And we don't...
Well, let's not leave that up to the listeners to decide because they'll send us...
They'll probably send us packing. That's true.
Packing.
A good point. Can we say to our listeners, as we kind of round it up right here, Matthew, thank you so much for putting us over 10,000.
Oh, absolutely. We do appreciate that. In recent days, we've hit that number, and it's been a great journey thus far, and we look forward to hopefully continuing this for many, many decades.
At least 10,100.
That's right.
Also, if any of our listeners has any new ideas they'd like to hear from any trips.
And hey.
We've got the Unlimited show coming up.
And also, listen to this, listeners. Our next episode, episode 49, it's the return of Disney Parks Password. Who is hosting? Who's hosting, Craig?
I can't be here.
Craig is going to host, Derek.
I'm taking a sick day.
Because remember, he beat me in the last round. He was by far victorious.
He was. So, it was funny how that worked out. I was really surprised.
In our next episode, he gets to be the host.
And this game will be so easy. Boone and Keegan will be able to play it.
Ride. Dwarves.
He is a mouse with ears.
I'm anxious to play this round there because I still don't think Craig knows how to play.
I don't.
he's probably just going to give us the answer straight off.
So that's
female mouse.
So that's episode 49, Disney Parks Password Returns. And then episode 50.
We'll never make it.
Unlimited, and we'll have more to say about that in that huge.
This is a
huge listener episode. It's a listener idea show. Yes,
listener idea show.
And then coming up after that, we're hoping to interview
several interviews.
Yeah, have some interviews in store. Return to the Hall of Personalities with hopefully Elsa.
And
that's a big get. Right,
also going to talk to someone
that may be bigger than The Rock.
Has recently been there. Cheerleading camp.
That's true. Hopefully have another recent trip rundown. Yes. So we got several ideas in store. If you have any ideas, as always, share those with us. Email us, social medias.
Social medias?
Social media.
You just created a word.
Social media.
Is that a Roman
I don't know.
Dictator?
Social medias. Yes, so great one.
Oh, goodness. I'm not very smart.
Don't at us.
Don't at me if you don't tat me, in the words of Derek's tattoo artist. Is that what they say?
I can't wait till we have another list, because I'm going to come up with some new ways to come up.
You know what that means, Craig? We can't come up with another ranking.
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, the rankings and the battle royales.
Don't make me go Derek on you.
This thing. You've been Derek'd. This is running off the rails pretty quick. And so all we will say as we depart is, please, listeners, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.